Hey, this is Steve Bloom, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
You're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and join me on this adventure into geekdom is TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
Hello. So we should preface this with, this is the first episode of 2022.
Yes. And because we're too scared to look forward in the future, we're going to look back in the past because nostalgia rules us all, folks.
Well, nostalgia is fun. Kind of like the old controversy is fun, but not.
Yes, no.
Depends on the controversy, though.
Yes.
So, anyways, what have we been up to? Like, what has caused the episodes to not come out? Well, we've all had life, and then we've had more interesting things to cover in other fandoms, and so we've been kind of diving into those, whether it be other movies, whether it be things on Studio 2009 or on Toycast, or especially all things Transformers, which was the most produced one that I was on last year. could have something to do with the top 100, but it also could happen to do with, yeah, you know, the fact I have a collection again.
Yeah, there's that. And I find it absolutely hilarious that Altered Geek was the least produced podcast on the GCRN in 2021, including the Christmas episode, episode 395, the last episode we released. There were only 10 Altered Geeks released.
It wasn't the least produced.
Okay, let's not go there.
I'm going to leave that, and you're going to leave it. Yeah. We're going to move on. But
the point is that for me, it's not that I – like, this is your show. This is your baby. Normally you come at me and say, or come to Mike Birdman or Mike Powers or whoever and say, hey, let's talk about this. And be like, okay, because Altered Geek is your thing. You are the Altered Geek. And for me, it's like I need to do – like I found recently with what life has been dealing me in really, really crappy-handed poker – is that I need to do a bunch of different things. Like, I need to record a Tooncast and a Podcaster Meets World, or a Podcaster Meets World and a – we're not doing this, but I'm just going to use this as an example, M-Wire episode 201, you know, kind of thing, where I need to have – not just recording the same show every week. And that's one of the greatest things about Studio is, as I've said on this show and on other shows about Studio 2009, is that it's anything within the audio and visual realm. So it's books, it's audiobooks, it's, you know, whatever. It's if you can look at it, if you can see it, if you can hear it, if you can watch it, we'll cover it, you know, kind of thing. And sadly, not to bring this down, and I don't remember if I probably mentioned this on the Christmas show, but if no one's heard episode 395, go back and listen to that. My wife Karen passed away in November of 2021, so I am having to refocus on everything, and I feel like my focal point has been shattered to the point that I just sit here and stare at my screen. Like, literally, before we started recording this episode and before we started recording the episode of Toycast we just recorded, all as I have been doing for the past 4 hours is playing Grand Theft Auto 4.
You know, I've been playing Battlefield.
Which one?
4.
Okay.
The good one?
Yeah.
if not that one, I do the Battlefield 1, but 5 is utter garbage, and I've heard 2042, mm-hmm, I've heard that one is utter garbage as well.
See, I don't understand why I've played Battlefield before, but I've never been in ensconced in that franchise, and I don't dislike the franchise. I remember, what was it? I want to say 2002, 2003. They had Battlefield 2142, which you got to basically pilot these giant AT-AT mech-looking things, and it was this weird, at least the level that I was playing, was this weird, like, snow-covered whatever, and I'm like, okay, sure, great, fine, whatever, I don't know. I never really got ensconced in that franchise, so when they announced 2042, I'm like, wait a minute, they're going 100 years in the past? That's one thing. I'm sorry to interrupt. I find myself, even though I can sit here on my computer and I can do WASD and all of the keyboard commands for Grand Theft Auto 4, I find myself watching playthroughs more than I am actually playing the games anymore.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I can see that. However, sometimes it's just I gotta kill time, or mm-hmm. I just don't feel like dealing with something.
Yep.
At that immediate moment, and so that's just what I do, and sometimes I just need to blow something up.
Trust me, I know the feeling.
I like exploding buildings. It's fun on the game, just because I like doing that. And I'm really good at a particular section of the game. So
there you go.
But yeah, anyways, there's been a lot of stuff that's happened on our lives overall over the last year. It's just been, it's been crazy.
Yep. Yes. And, if you notice the title, folks, What the Frag Happened Here, Part 2. Well, we were trying to figure out what to do for the first new show of the new year, and we were going through old topics and old shows and say, hey, how can we revisit this now? And WTF Happened Here was originally done October 9th, 2015. It was with you, me, and Birdman at the time, and the basic premise of this is we discuss our TV stylistic choices, some of our recent gameplay, and other things, but basically we're going to focus here on movie and TV choices, and also I wanted to also focus on part of the tech aspect of compared to 7 years ago, how we were watching the stuff to what we do now.
Yeah, I can see that.
Again, just an idea.
So, yeah, as far as what I watch back then compared to now, I watch a lot less TV now, unless it's old. I kind of cherry pick now. Like, I still watch The Flash, but I know it's ending.
Mm-hmm.
After this season, and so to me it's just a guilty pleasure, just going to finish it out and then I'm done with the CW. I've essentially dropped since Arrow. I dropped after the Crisis five-parter. I dumped all of the shows other than The Flash and Legends. I'm kind of they've offed two more main characters to the ether, Steel, and then
They got rid of Nate.
They're getting rid of him, and they got rid of what is it, Rory?
Yep.
Mick. Yeah. Yep. So I just there's not enough of the originals left for me to care at this point, and it's evolved too much into weird territory. So I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
And there's those, and a lot of the shows I watched back then have ceased to be, like they've had their natural conclusion, and I watched them through the end and I was like, I'm not picking up new shows. And then of course Disney Plus comes along, and then I see sequels to stuff like Turner and Hooch. That was pretty decent. I was sad that it got canceled after one season, because it was better than the Mighty Ducks, but Mighty Ducks is back for second season, and I probably won't watch it because it's missing Bombay. And so there's that. And then I've tried the, you know, some of the ones that are nostalgic for older series, just revived, like the Doogie Howser MD type thing. And then I watched like a couple and I was like, I don't care. But I watched like The Mandalorian. I've watched all of the new Marvel series. Hawkeye is probably my favorite out of those. And then the Boba Fett one is pretty good.
As of this recording, Book of Boba Fett has only had one episode. So
yes.
Just to give everybody a heads up on that, as we're recording this, no matter when it gets released, as of this right now, as you're hearing the sound of my voice, Book of Boba Fett has only had the first episode released.
I have a theory on the series just based on the first episode.
Okay.
He's going to die by the end of the season.
I mean, if the Sarlacc couldn't kill him, I don't know what could.
but why is he spending so much time in the regeneration tank?
Because he's an old man and he can't. He's an old, dying, fake legend.
I think
other
reasons going on. I think the cloning, I think he's going bad.
That could be,
because of the cloning. I'm wondering if it's standing off death for a little while.
Yep.
And keeping him at peak condition, even though he's like failing. So regardless, I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with it. Then I've been kind of just like, I've been watching, you know, some movies depending on who's in it and what it's about. I've been watching a lot of the old Trek, although I just learned as of this start of this recording, that all five classic Star Trek shows are leaving Hulu, Amazon Prime, and Netflix.
Really?
In 2 days.
Oh, man. This is
recording on January 3rd.
Yeah.
And I just learned that they're all going away.
I assume they're all going to go to Paramount Plus.
It's the logical conclusion because they want people to switch over there, but
yeah.
As much as, I mean, I love it for the fact that I can download them all to my phone, watch them as I go, and it's just an easy interface. Paramount Plus have no incentive other than the new shows, and honestly, other than that, like, I don't want to spend it.
I'd have to. So for me and where I am right now, I have to, whatever subscription service it is, whether it's streaming, whatever it is, if they offer me an annual plan and it's at the beginning of whatever month it is, so let's just say in this case, January, I went ahead and I paid for an entire year of Disney Plus. So that way I don't have to worry about the $8.67 every month coming out. I don't have to worry about it until next year kind of thing. Sadly, Hulu only has yearly with the generic ad plan. Netflix just doesn't do it. Paramount Plus does it, but I can't afford it right now. It's $149 a year.
See, to me, that's just kind of, I don't know, it kind of outprices them. I get that they think that they're valuable, but I think that because they're hemorrhaging money constantly on CBS and Paramount front and putting out garbage for the most part, even the new Star Trek series, I have zero incentive because I think that they're trash. The writing is terrible. It's just, I have no love for modern Trek.
When Paramount Plus was announced and when it was released, I did a 7-day free trial, and it's been so long since that happened that I don't even remember what their interface is like.
Well,
so
I did it under CBS, not Paramount.
I did it under Paramount, because I knew CBS All Access was going away. It was rolling into Paramount Plus, so I did it under Paramount Plus, and it was okay. But again, I'm going to have to do it again in the future and report back, because I do not remember what the interface was like. TV 7 years ago compared to now, there's more places I can watch stuff. Like you said a moment ago with Disney Plus, the fact that we have Disney Plus now, and the fact that I can go and watch, the fact that we're even able to now, thank God, because at first it was on Netflix and then it was on Hulu and then it wasn't on anywhere. But because Disney and Disney owns everything and we can get Podcaster Meets World done and whatever else, we're going back and watching Boy Meets World and Girl Meets World and all that and everything else. And, you know, you got the Home Alone movies on here, which anything past two is just doesn't count.
Yep, you know, I agree with you. I tried watching that new one.
Oh, no.
This makes Home Alone 3 look good.
You know what? Home Alone 3 gets a bad rap.
You get what I'm saying. Like, at least I think that one was supposed to continue Kevin McAllister.
No, it didn't. It was with some kid named Alex. Anyway, but the point is, my main point is that 7 years ago compared to now, I have way more options to see where and watch where things are. Like right now, I have a monthly subscription to Discovery Plus because 7 years ago, I was just kind of getting into the whole true crime TV watching. I had always watched Forensic Files. I had watched America's Most Wanted when I was a kid. I watched some of these things. I watched some of the Datelines because my parents or whatever were watching it. But, like, I am a true crime fan now, so I will – when Karen was still here, between the two of us, we had seen literally every single episode of Forensic Files ever put out so many times that we had them memorized that as soon as we heard, like, the first lines of the episode, we could tell which one it is and whether we wanted to watch it or not. And then – we would just fall asleep to true crime TV because Peter Thomas passed away a year or so ago or whenever it was that he passed away. He is one of those great narrators, and he had a voice that just – it was just butter. And, you know, so I have the subscription to Discovery Plus, so I can do all the true crime stuff if I wanted to. You know, Disney Plus and Hulu. I'm not sure what Hulu is doing because they have got a bunch of shows that are leaving that are shows that I like to watch. And I like to basically, for me, another difference for me is compared to 2015 to now, half the time, because I've already seen it, It's background noise for me. Yes, I'm paying attention to it, but I've seen, like, take the TV show Numbers from CBS with David Krumholtz, who was Bernard the elf in the Santa Claus. Yep. You know, I've watched that show so many times that I can just leave it on in the background and just play games or do whatever kind of thing. Home 3 was with Alex D. Linz, starring as a 8-year-old Alex Pruitt, who is trying to stop a gang of criminals from stealing top secret computer chips. So it had nothing to do with Kevin. What you're probably thinking of is, I think is it the fourth film? Like Home Sweet Home Alone. The Holiday Heist, maybe, or what's the other one? Yeah, Home Alone 4 is it's tough being 9. Tougher still is spending Christmas with Dad and his new girlfriend. I guess. I don't know. Like I said, anything past 2 doesn't count.
Yeah, I tried watching the new one. It was obnoxiously bad. I skimmed the entire movie and I was like, not only is it poor acting, it was just poorly recorded.
Yeah.
Like there was nothing salvageable about it. And that was the sad part.
I couldn't hear the words coming out of their mouths. So the funny thing about Home Sweet Home Alone, and it's not funny at all. It's really, really bad.
Yeah, it's just it's terribly written. There's nothing salvageable about that.
Yeah, I watched the first maybe 10 or 20 minutes of it, and then I turned it off. And I saw a post by Mr. Doug Walker, nostalgia critic himself, on Facebook about his reviewing the Home Alone franchise things. It was his review of Home Sweet Home Alone. So I hadn't gotten to the point where they reveal further into the movie. So I'm watching this thing that he's doing and his review of it, and he basically says the old homeowners or the new homeowners or whatever, they're actually the crooks. They're the villains because they're mm-hmm. trying to get back this doll. And I'm like, how can you make parents who used to own the house?
Because they find out it's worth money.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, like, what idiot got in his or her head as a writer to make parents the bad guy on a Disney thing? Like, come on. Like, it's because, a huge difference if it, I don't know. Go ahead.
Because Disney has turned this leaf over where parents are evil. Like, legitimately, like, that's, like, why do you think they kill off the parents on everything?
I mean, I just can't. Karen and I never had ambitions to have kids. But at the same point in time, and I've mentioned this plenty of times before, where when we grew up with our parents teaching us common sense. And I don't know. It just irks me. So I try to stay away from stuff like that. And the funny thing is, I had a, I don't know, when I first signed up to Google One, they gave me a free three, which I wish this was on a yearly billing cycle. They gave me a 3-month premium YouTube subscription trial. YouTube premium, even at $11.99 a month, it is so nice. And like, I want to support my creators, the creators that I like and enjoy and whatever else, and watch the ads or skip through the ads or whatever with the ads. But seriously, YouTube without ads was amazing. But I find myself watching a lot more YouTube content than I used to in the last year and a half, almost 2 years now. I have been watching, I think, 5 or 6 different tech YouTubers, Marcus Brownlee, Michael Fisher, Mr. Who's the Boss, Aaron Mayani, I believe is how his name is pronounced. So I've been watching these guys and paying attention to what they're doing. And I listen to Marcus's podcast, the Waveform podcast. And I find
You know, they actually tried to market him on our podcast at one point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I heard one of the Spreaker ads.
No. I meant like they came to me directly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, I don't even know who this guy is at the time because at that point he was like fairly new, didn't even have a podcast. And they're like, we're going to put him on our podcast, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, wow.
Would you do? And I'm like, I don't even know who he is.
I've been watching MKBHD for, like I said, about 1.5, 2 years now. I would love to do an interview with that guy. He has really come a long way since when he started his YouTube channel, and he's just a fun person to watch. Like, he just released his first impressions of the S21 Fan Edition for Samsung. I don't know. He's just a fun dude. But yeah, I mean, I think for me, with the changes from back then to now, is that either I'm watching things that I've seen a million times before, or I'm just using television as background.
Yeah, I kind of do that for a lot of activities now, although some of that might change because I use Trek as my background. So I'm a little bummed.
You know, You'll figure it out. I'm sure there are plenty of things, that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And what the hell happened? I don't know. Things have changed in 7 years, so much so in 7 years since we did the first episode. And my TV habits and the shows that I like to watch really haven't changed, because I'm still watching the same old show. Like, for me, from 2015 to now in 2022, I can count on one hand maybe four or five new active new shows that I wanted to watch at the time. Was it Amazon Prime? Prime Video did that. I mentioned this to you. We were going to cover it on Studio at some point. That show Upload,
mm-hmm.
where they, you die, yep. and you either choose to be uploaded or you just whatever. So that was new to me. I kind of enjoyed that. It was a little morbid, but I kind of enjoyed it. And other than that, Superman and Lois, I'm keeping up with that. Batwoman drove me batty.
Yeah,
season two was fine. Season three I haven't fully watched yet, but season one of Batwoman drove me batty because they wouldn't give up on this stupid Alice thing. That just drove me crazy. But in season two, they did a whole, whatever, and now in season three what they're doing. And I love the fact that they introduced, because they've had Luke Fox in there since day one, but they are now introducing his alter ego, which is Batwing. So I love that, because I read the Batwing trades written by Jimmy Palmiotti and art done by Justin Gray, and we covered those in the pullback at the beginning of last year. So that was cool, but yeah, superhero TV, outside of those two, I've kind of dropped off. Like, I need to catch up on Legends, I need to catch up on Flash and all that stuff.
Yeah, and there's quite a bit of shows that have changed, or just watching. I've, like I said, majority of what I watch is either like reality stuff, or I'm watching shows I've already invested in. Mm-hmm. I'm not pretty much starting anything new.
Yeah, I mean, and we watch TV in such a different way now than what we were doing 7 years ago, or even, two or three or 4 years ago now. So, I mean, I don't actually, for me, with my package with Xfinity, mm-hmm. because I wanted to go this full streaming thing, I don't have a cable package with them. I have the streaming box, and that's fine, whatever, but I don't have an active cable television membership, so I don't watch channels. I don't watch. My whole thing with TV right now, what do I have to pay to make sure the entire experience is ad free? I do not want to watch any damn commercials. I just want to watch the show I want to watch, and that's that. So that's where I am versus 7 years ago. I probably had a cable, a regular basic cable, whatever package.
It's funny, because I remember way back when we started the network,
mm-hmm.
that we were like, oh, I want a la carte.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Now we're at a la carte because mm-hmm. everything is on streaming, mm-hmm. which is good and bad, because now you have to spend as much as cable to have streaming on multiple platforms.
That's true. This is why I'm hoping that a lot of the streamings, I know they're not going to do this, but I'm hoping in the future that they will go towards annual billing. Because for me, paying 1 month out of the year for an entire year of, like, Disney Plus, I think it was like just over $100, and it was like 15% cheaper overall compared to paying $8.67 a month, mm-hmm. kind of thing. So that to me is a no-brainer. as long as there's content on there that I want to watch, that's the thing. I don't know if I'm going to eventually, like, Netflix just lost all of Forensic Files. Not that I really needed that kind of thing, but, you know, they did. They had 9 collections. They had, like, I don't know, maybe 200 of the episodes or something or other. And, you know, that just went off there. Them having Cobra Kai is great. I'll watch season 4 eventually. I haven't watched it yet. But, you know, it just depends on what's on. Like right now, the reason why I'm excited for Netflix is so silly and stupid is because we're in the 40th anniversary year of Knight Rider, and Knight Rider is finally on Netflix, all 4 seasons. So, again, nostalgia, yada, yada.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yes, it is, but it's also a very addictive drug at times.
That it is.
All right. Anything else we need to...
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think
I think we've kind of covered it. Yeah, so people can expect more commentary information of just our goings in geekdom, and in the future we'll have more topical based things coming up as well, and possibly some more people joining us if I can manage it. But
absolutely. Yeah,
we'll definitely be geeking out a lot more this year.
Yep.
So until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.
Hello again, Sheldon.
What is it now, Tiny Spock?
I am very disappointed in you. You broke your toy and switched it with Leonard's. You should be ashamed of yourself.